Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Hey, our friends at Standard Kitchens have remodeled all their stores, and there's seven of them across West Michigan. I know there's one in your neighborhood, and get out there and check it out. All new product. The showrooms are spit shined and polished, and they're going to be doing open houses over the next 3-4 weeks. StandardKitchens.com, you can find all the information. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, we've been talking about a little bit of camping food. But what
yes.
you thinking?
Well, when I leave here, I'm heading down to Allen Bob's. They have a big sale going on right now. And when I leave Allen Bob's, I'm literally driving north to our hunting land on Whipple Lake.
Okay.
Big Ted's land.
Right.
So we're meeting up there. We're going to work on the old Trotwood and try and get another year or two out of it. But our plan is to build a nice hunting shack out there out of rough sawn from the land, because we've got probably 20 acres of standing white pine up there.
Right.
So I want to find a mill up there to turn out some nice rough sawn, and I want to build the ultimate hunting shack. So heading down to Allen Bob's, they have, I think by today now, I think it's up to like 50 or 60% off. By Sunday, it's 80% off.
Right.
So I'm going to go buy like some hunting gear and some fishing gear, because right. I haven't really stocked up yet for this year. I know one thing, I need a new blind. Now, Merle set me up with one of those Browning square blinds a couple years ago. It is fantastic. I love it. I want another one. So I know I'm going to get one of those.
Sure.
And I'm thinking I'm going to get one more chair, not as elaborate as the one I got from them a couple years ago. I had one of those aluminum pivots. It's gorgeous, but it was, you know, a bit pricey. I'm going to try and find a nice tripod chair for maybe $100 or something
right.
like that.
Yep.
But with that big sale, I figure I'm going to get some deals. So
yeah.
head down to Allen Bob Sports today and try and find those liquidating items, because who doesn't like a sale?
Right, exactly. They are at 131 south of Grand Rapids at 68th Street. You can't miss them. They're on the southeast corner of that intersection of 68th Street and 131. Millbrook Tack is associated with Allen Bob Sports. It's right there on that southeast corner. You can't miss
right. it. My sister-in-law was out last weekend for the shower, for the baby shower, and her and my niece, who's my godchild, and her daughter, the three of them are like, you can just see the genetic pool. It's three beautiful, right down to a 15-year-old. I mean, they just like triplets. Well, they're big horse people, and she goes to Millbrook exclusively. She lives up in Kentwood
right.
or Kent City. And, you know, when I told her where I was headed, she goes, oh, my gosh. She started going off about the gooseneck she bought from them. She bought a horse trailer from them.
Right.
Because they sell everything. But cool. Yeah, it's kind of small world.
Right.
Speaking of small worlds, has nothing to do. It's not even a segue. Walking tacos. Here's some camping food that's really
small
easy
minds,
in your
world.
Small world. No, I think that first curve is hitting me with a second curve right now. Walking tacos are something we used to do for fundraisers and whatever, but what we found is when we've got a big group out, we can get, and here's what I like to use, Fritos.
Oh, they're awesome.
Bags of Fritos.
Little individual bags. Not,
yes.
not a big one for everybody, yes. but a little individual one.
And just sometimes what I'll do is if I have some leftover barbecue, I'll take some pulled pork and I'll take some brisket, and I'll chop it up and throw it in a bag, make it for a starter mix for my bitchin' beans, right?
Right.
But if I'm going to do walking tacos, I can throw that bag of frozen brisket in my cooler. Now I've got ice.
Right.
And by the time I want to use it, all I have to do is throw it in my
Dutch oven
and warm it up.
Yeah.
and you put that in your, you open up your Frito bag, you throw in a little brisket, and you throw in a little bit of cheese on top of it, and just a little bit of finely cut lettuce, and maybe then some salsa in there, and just shake it up a little bit, stir it around a little bit. It is fantastic.
Well, how do you eat it? With your hand, or do you like do a fork?
I pour it in my mouth from
right,
the
right.
from the bag.
There
honestly,
you go.
I do. No, you take a fork and just scoop it out. But
right.
if you got to get the bigger bags of Fritos, and you might even have to dump some of them out, and they'll disappear. Trust me. The squirrels, the raccoons, somebody will take them.
Seagulls.
Yes.
Right. Anybody, whatever you call your friends,
but
they'll eat your Fritos.
If you're talking about camping food, you're usually doing something. Like, we're on Lake Michigan all day, so we don't want to spend a bunch of time doing food. Maureen's doing PB&Js. She brings her famous, world famous now, strawberry jam.
Oh, that is good, man. Her homemade strawberry jam.
Yeah, and a bottle, big jar of Skippy, and a couple loaves of some nice cheap white bread.
Bimbo.
Yes. Yeah. And she just sits there and she makes PB&Js, and they just get handed down the beach. If you're at the end of the chairs, everybody's touched your meal. You don't even care.
Yeah. Yeah, why would you?
Keep the seagulls from getting it.
PB&J, right. Yeah.
So you're probably the biggest proponent of the Parkside kielbasa.
I tell you what, our friends at Sobey Meats have a proprietary blend of seasonings and meat that they turn into this thing called Parkside kielbasa. And
kielbasa.
It is an amazing. I told you at the beginning of the show that I'm going to a wedding tonight, and I'm catering a wedding, right? Well, the groom has specifically requested Scotch eggs. Jop, you bring these Scotch eggs. They're amazing.
He must go to deer camp.
Right. Yes, he does.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't know what those things are, but I got to have those at my wedding.
Isn't that sweet?
Right.
And you got to love that guy.
Right. And I want them at like 9 o'clock at night.
I'm surprised.
After we've eaten.
Yeah.
This is after my buddies are drinking beer. Because right. That's what he remembers, right?
So from I'm surprised you're even charging him. With a comment like that, you should do the whole thing for free.
Yeah, I hope he's listening or not. But anyway, my point is that this Parkside kielbasa is wonderfully seasoned. And it's a pork sausage,
yeah.
Right?
So they
and
win,
I buy it uncased.
They win the kielbasa idol with it every year anyway.
Right. So I buy the uncased and I wrap it around these hard-boiled eggs. This is super simple, right? Put it out in a patty, wrap it around, roll it around your hand like you would, and then I put them on the smoker for about an hour and a half, hour 45, and it creates some really, really good man food.
But the segment is for kielbasa hash.
I understand. Okay? We'll get to that.
So you're robbing me. So let's do the kielbasa hash.
No.
So you got to get some Parkside kielbasa.
Right. Which I have.
Yeah. And get it in the links. Okay. And grill it up nice, as Big Paulie would say. And any kind of pork sausage like that, you want to make sure you bring it up to at least 150, 160 if it's from a good butcher. So you grill up this kielbasa and then you're going to want like a bell pepper diced, some onion diced. You're going to want maybe 3-4 small potatoes. I'm getting all the red new potatoes right now. They're gorgeous. They're fantastic. And then some EVO butter, garlic. I'm going to chop all this up. I'm going to be grilling the kielbasa on the side, and then I'm going to get my big skillet on the fire, and I'm going to start frying these potatoes up. And I'm going to cut them up into hash. This is great for breakfast. Saute the onions, saute the peppers after your potatoes are half cooked.
Right.
Okay? And then throw that. So you're going to chop these kielbasa into small slices. You're going to chop them up, throw it on top of that hash, stir it all together, and you got a beautiful medley.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got red and green pepper maybe. You could put some roasted pepper in there if you wanted. If you really want to top it off now, you could crack 3 or 4 eggs if you want to do it for breakfast. You could crack 6 to 8 eggs, throw it on top, cover it with cheese, put your lid on it, and just pull it off to the side and let that thing come into a nice crash landing.
Right.
And then you've got a gorgeous hash.
And that's that some man food. Would love. Man, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
You know, camping like this and camp food, it is manly stuff. But women like it too. It's not just for men, obviously. So I'm not like a sexist about it or anything. But when it comes to the man side of things, you do have certain responsibilities, which is one reason you want to be careful and make sure you stay in control. Don't have too many beers when you're in the woods, okay? Keep your cool. But today's man law has all about your responsibility. And today's man law is don't panic. Men shall remain calm in the face of danger. A man is a pillar of strength. And keeping your wits about you is an important thing.
Right.
Your woman wants to know you're going to protect her.
That's right.
You have to be that pillar.
Right. Bob the Pillar. Coming up next, we're going to do some portable camping grills and bring this train to the station. Stick with us. We'll be back.